K-State Nation, another edition of the Purple Partisan Podcast starts right now here in Kansas City, Missouri. My name is Eddie Greer. This is take number three of this podcast, of this postcast here. Women sent us here. Impression on a Sunday, let's just say that. I'm going to get straight on into it here before I screw up anymore. The Pro Watcher Podcast, all things Kansas sports, whether that is football, men's, women's basketball, and so forth there as well. All right, can I get through this women's tennis episode with any more screw-ups? We'll see. But this is the postcast edition of this podcast. K-State women's tennis taking on Old Dominion. Well, they took on Old Dominion back on Friday. And I don't know what time their the game against Minnesota is going to be, but that is today as well. So currently, K-State women's tennis team coming off that big win over Old Dominion, 4-3. They're now 2-3 on the campaign there. I don't know when this is going to come out. This might be coming out first thing Monday morning here, because I'm not going to talk very long because I recorded a take earlier. It didn't go so good, not to my liking, and then tried it again, screwed it up. So this is my third and probably my last chance to record this here for saying hell with it. But K-State getting their second win of the season. More importantly, their first win at home there. And I'm going to go straight on in to the results of how K-State picked up for their second win of the year. K-State 4, Old Dominion 3. The Pro Project Podcast continues here. Eddie Greer, your host of this podcast here, but, Marlogo C, ended up losing the number one spot, and then Modesty, was moved up into the number two spot here, over Sasha Keslova. So, I think I called for that in the off-air podcast I recorded before returning on to the main feeds here. So how about that? So you're 1-2 seeds led by the Cosmojaw sisters, Marloco and Mata. So Mata now in the number two hole, and she knocked off the number 98 seed, number 98 in the country, Victoria Matasova, in three sets. So how about that move? So I kind of called for that move without even saying it. And there it is. Mata C over Victoria M in three sets, 6-2. And this was after losing the first set from Mata. So the young sister getting a dub for the K-State right there in a singles match, 6-2, 6-3, 6-1. So she lost his first set 6-2, and then she dominated the rest of it, right? Sasha Keslova, who was in the second spot, dropped the three in the lineup for Jordan Smith, head coach of the women's tennis team, lost in straight sets. And probably the turn of this match belonged to Diana Samoloska, winning in three sets there over her opponent in straight sets, 6-4, 6-2. Right there, and then Chanel Resmova ended up losing her match there, 7-6, to 6-1 there. And how about the Cosmojaw sisters taking care of business, an easy victory there in their double number one match over the Old Dominion's number one seeds, 6-0 there. And the Cosmojaw sisters back on Friday entered their doubles competition, ranked 55th in the nation. So how about that? So yes, sir. So Jordan Smith right there making that adjustment right there. And then Varvara Brnovic and Diana Samoloska. Samoloska had a great day on Friday as she ended up winning her match in the doubles match there, 6-2. I'm not going to pronounce his names because this Sunday has been weird. So they got some interesting names on that Old Dominion squad right there, as well as K-State ended up defeating Old Dominion 4-3 back on Friday. And here probably in a little, I don't know the time of the Minnesota match, but Minnesota is today. So they're going to be taking on Minnesota. We'll see if they can carry some of that mojo in that Minnesota match with Jordan Smith. quote commenting here after Kansas State Women's Tennis picking up their first win at home of the season. And remember, they play Wichita. I think they play Wichita. Yeah, we didn't do that postcast because we were not on live, on air. But they lost. That was a disappointing loss there in the hands of Wichita State at home. So this is huge, getting some kind of momentum at home. And Jordan Smith talks about it here. Quote, it was great to bounce back from last week against Wichita State. This week we tried to hammer hard on starting better. And obviously we did that on the doubles courts, 1 and 2. So that was great to see by our girls. And that's definitely helped us carry our way to that victory. And then talked about the freshmen. Again, from the course of these women's teams for K-State this year, can't even catch a break. But we're gonna finish this because I'm over it. But anyways, yes. But Jordan Smith finally talks about the freshmen and seeing his freshmen getting wins. Quote: obviously, Mata pulling out that match at 2 was incredible. It definitely put the momentum back in our favor and carried away from Varvara. And Diana carried away for Varvara and for Diana. That was awesome. I mean, you know, we're playing for freshmen in the lineup. And for anyone of those four, it would be tough. So the fact that Diana today was the one who was able to step up and win the match for K-State and prove to herself that she can do it was pretty awesome to see today as well. So that was Jordan Smith right there. Hey, yeah, getting that dub right there. That was tremendous for K-State to get it, because without that, obviously, for them, they would have lost this match. But that was huge to get something right there for K-State to get the win over Old Dominion, and now they'll set themselves up here in just a little bit, depending. Now this will probably come out until first thing Monday morning. Well, no, we're gonna have the postcast of the Dillon Sunflower Showdown, come up on Monday morning. The men's postcast of the getting blown out against Texas, 13th ranked Texas Tech yesterday, will come out tonight and all that. Well, we'll see what comes out. Either way, something's gonna come out because this is the daily podcast. Something will come at you twice a day, and maybe once in a blue moon, right? You'll get 3 episodes a day, like y'all did on Friday. So there you go, Nat. So huge win for Kansas State women's tennis back on Friday. Now, can they carry that momentum? This young squad, can they carry that momentum into this Minnesota match? Again, we'll get news / postcast after every K-State athletic event there as well. So nice to see a home victory for Jordan Smith, the head coach of the women's tennis team there. They pick up a big dub over Old Dominion. Now you host 53rd ranked Minnesota here in a couple of hours. Pro Parts of Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where podcasts are found, free and available daily, or have a chance to record Kansas State content. Again, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, there, Pro Parts of Podcast, all things K-State sports. And make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Alex Aiden out there in the state of California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate it, K-State Nation. Appreciate y'all hanging in there while we're away for a little bit, and now we're back for the long haul right there here for this particular podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Let's get out of here, folks. The Pro Project Podcast here continues here. We're on iTunes, Spotify, wherever. Used to be your favorite K-State podcast. We out. Go Cats.